Most of the Olympic athletes will be on hand for the opening ceremony on Friday. The Olympic torch will also feature. Today, the torch arrived in Beijing for the final leg of its relay around the world and around China. We wanted to hear how a Beijing resident felt about the torch finally coming to the city, so we contacted Lu Shan. We first met her last year. She was featured in Mary Kay Magstad's Young China series about the generation of only children now coming of age there. Back then, Lu Shan, or Lulu as she likes to be called, was 20 years old, studying English, and was putting a lot of her amateur photography on her blog. A year later, Lulu is working at the British Council in Beijing, and she's still blogging. Today, she told us she didn't personally witness the torch's arrival in Beijing, but she did see the crowds waiting for the torch.
I pass Tiananmen Square almost every day to work. So today when I was on the bus, I saw the really passionate people waiting for the torch and have the slogan and have the poster, like Go China along the Tiananmen Square. And I felt a little bit excited and even a little bit moved because at this point, typical answer is this is a showcase for China. And I agree with that, but not totally.
Why not?
Because this is not only a showcase. This is also a time to bring some change for China.
If you could, do you think you could describe for young Chinese as a whole what this moment means for them? I mean, would it be too much to say that the torch arriving in Beijing is a moment that will define your generation?
Probably this year we have a lot of turbulence, including like the Sichuan earthquake, including the Tibet unrest. So this year is really like the young generation like me thinking about China and how the Western media think about us. So I think from this generation, things will be changed.
Let's talk about that Tibet unrest. How do you and your friends feel now, a few months after the violence in Lhasa, about Tibet?
Well, I have never been to Tibet, so I don't know how they really feel about their life. But almost all the Chinese friends who has been to Tibet said Tibetan is really satisfied with their life and they are developing really fast. But all the Westerner I know who has been there said Tibetan is unhappy. So I really don't know which one to believe and sometimes really feel confused. I think I should go there someday to experience by myself that I can give you the judgment.
Right. Now, when the torch was being run through other countries and they faced the protests over Tibet, we were hearing about a lot of young Chinese people who were angry about those protests.
Yeah.
I mean, were you one of those people? Were you angry that people in other countries were protesting Tibet around the Olympic torch?
Not really, but I know a lot of my friends are really angry about the protester. And
are they still angry?
I don't know. Maybe still angry, yeah.
It's interesting. You listen to this program, The World, every day.
Yes,
you download it on your cell phone, something that I don't even know how to do. So it's important to you what certain outlets, at least in other parts of the world, think about China.
Yeah.
And what they're saying about it.
Yeah, it's really helpful for me to have really comprehensive view about the country. And I think the difference is the Westerners think the criticism is a sign of critical thinking. But here, it's a different case because if you criticize China, it's kind of like insulting and kind of like you are not patriotic. But I think more and more people will like me.
So with all this focus on China and Beijing right now and the Games, I'm curious to know what your concerns are for your country after the Olympics leave town.
So I hope that after Olympic, things will be changed. Like they still care about pollution and still have like freedom will be more in the future and the media will be more transparent. And also that the average Chinese will listen to the rest of the world, listen to their opinion, not only the state-run media.
Lulu, very good to hear your voice again. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Lu Shan, or Lulu, is a young blogger living in Beijing. You can find a link to Lulu's blog on our website. A lot of it's in Chinese, but if you click around, you'll find English there too. Just go to theworld.org.